Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Mishir sponsor and the source of the return of all the hostages at the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Psachim Daf Mem Gimel in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Chamishi, starring Halacha Vov, and Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis on the bottom. So the Mishnah, Shochat Yisrael V'Kibel HaKoyen. As Shochat points out, Shchito can be done by a Yisrael, doesn't have to be done by a Kohen, and it's even better for the Yisrael to be the one doing the Shchito. So Yisrael does the Shchito, the Kohen receives the blood. Then, instead of walking to the Mizbeach, he just passes it on to his friend, which is standing next to him, and the friend to the next friend. As we mentioned in previous Mishnah, there's a whole row of Kohanim, one next to each other. And the reason is, we won't have as many Kohanim involved in the Avodah. Every Kohen passes on a full Mizrak, full of blood, gives it on to the neck to the Kohen next to him, getting close to the Mizbeach. And the Kohen next to him passes back an empty Mazrek that was already thrown on the Mizbeach. Kohen akorvitz on Mizbeach, the Kohen closes the Mizbeach, Zorko Zrika Achas Kenegad HaYesod, throws it, makes Zrika Achas Kenegad HaYesod, one Zrika means one throwing of the blood to the Mizbeach, but in which area of the Mizbeach? Kenegad HaYesod, where there is a Yesod. The Yesod is a little bit, a small ledge on the bottom of the Mizbeach, which was not surrounding the entire Mizbeach. The south and the east of the Mizbeach did not have a Yisoid in the bottom, only in the edges. So you would do it in the other sides. Says the Kosov Chadoimer, Ach Bechor Shor, or Bechor Keves, or Bechor Eiz, Loitipode, talk about a Bechor of all the animals. Koidishem is Domom Tizuk al Mizbeach. They're Koidish, and the blood you would throw on the Mizbeach. Now it doesn't say as Domoy, referring to a Bechor, it says as Domom, Loshon Rabin. So from here we dash in other Karbonis, which one is it? Referring to Korban Pesach. Continues in one of the Gimel Od Aleph. The cost of Echad Oimer, there's another Pasuk. V'dam Zvochecho Yishapeich al Mizbeach Hashem Elokecho. The blood of the Zvochim will be spilled on the Mizbeach Hashem Elokecho. And this Pasuk is extra when you mention the idea of Zrika and all the Karbonis. So why does it say Yishapeich? To speak about Korban Pesach, the one that stands right now. So this is the Gemara. So I have two Pesukim that can refer to Korban Pesach. One says Tizruk al Mizbeach, and one says Yishofech al Mizbeach. One is Rika throwing, one is Yishofech Eloshon spilling. Meaning, so what do we do with Korban Pesach? Do we throw on the Mizbeach, or do we spill on the Mizbeach? It says, Tani Yishofech lo yatif, Yishofech lo yaze, Yishofech lo yizruk. So this is another Braiso. It's actually a Sifro, which refers to Shvichas Shiraim of Korban Chatos. You throw the leftovers of Korban Chatos, you have to throw on the Mizbeach. And it says Yishofech. What does Yishofech going to tell you? Lo yatif. Don't sprinkle small drops. Do it in one shot. Yishofech lo yaze. Don't sprinkle on the Mizbeach. You have to actually spill it on the Mizbeach. Yishofech lo yizroik. Don't throw it on the Mizbeach. So all the Gemara wants to bring from here is that Zrika and Shvicha are now the same thing. Zriko means to throw it, Yishofech means to spill it. So says the Gemara, Pirish beKabbalo, crowning Zorikim as Adam Yad Levim. We don't know what to do, so we bring a pasuk from Kabbalah, which means from Divrei Hayomim, that says over there, crowning Zorikim as Adam Yad Levim, the crowning throw the blood from the hands of the Levim. Says the Gemara now, there's three ways to put blood on the Mizbeach. There is Shvicha, which said spilling, there is Hazoyo, sprinkling, and there is Zriko, throwing. So Hakol Moedi Mishvicha Diachen. Shvicha is clear. You do it with the kli. You have to take the kli and spill the entire content of the kli on the Mizbeach. Hazoya means to sprinkle. That's with the finger. You have to sprinkle on Mizbeach, meaning you use your hand. Uma plingim bezriko. Shaila is, what do you do with Zriko? Rameno Amar Zriko Kein Shvicha. Zriko is like Shvicha. The same way Shvicha is done with the kli, Zriko is done with the kli. Chananya Amar Zriko Kein Hazoya. Same way Hazoya sprinkle is done with the hand, also, Zrika is done with the hand. Omer Rabbi Yochanan bar Madyo, Karyo Misayo Le'ab Chananyo. The Pasuk helps Reb Chananyo. So you're using your hand, your finger, for the Zrika. Because it says in the Pasuk, Kimei Nido Lo'izorik Olov Tamehiye. What is the Pasuk referring to? Referring to Mei Chatas, when you have a Poros Chatas. Hadai L'kayim Gaboa Hazoyo. I mean, what is the Pasuk talking about? Hazoyo, sprinkling. Vatsovach L'Zrika. And it calls in Zrika. The Pasuk is screaming Zrika. It says, Kimei Nido Lo'izorik Olov, even though we talk about Hazoyo. So you see that Zrika and Hazoyo are similar and they both use the finger. Halacha Zayin Zok de Mishto. Yotzos Kas Rishoy Nomin Chesashniyo. After the first group did the Korban Pesach, came in the second group. After the second group came in, the third one came in. They're all the same thing, just repeat themselves three times. While they did the Korah Pesach, they were reading the Halah. If they finish, they will say the Halah again. If they read the Halah the second time and they finished, they'll read it the third time. Even though they never got to say it three times, because once they finished the Halah the second time, it was the in the middle of the third time, they already ended the, whatever they all the Korbanos Pesach they were doing. In the third group, where they reached Halel, they did not even, in the first time they said Halel, they didn't even finish the Halel the first time. They didn't get even to a Hafti, which is within the first Halel. Why? Because it's a very small group. Most people did the Korban Pesach in the first or second group, didn't wait to the third. It was only a very small group, so they didn't have that many Pesachim to do. They didn't have to read the Halel so many times. Says the Gemara, Talmud, we learned over there, Yotsu, Ve'ochlu, Ve'shosu, they went out, they ate and drink, Ubo bin Arba'i Mekoris Halel Hagdoilo. So referring to, in the time of Tainis, there was no rain, they did a Tainis, and suddenly started raining. So what did? They stopped the Tainis, they went, they ate and drank, and they came in the evening, and they said Halel Hagdoilo. Ezli Halel Hagdoilo, what is Halel Hagdoilo? Raparnoch B'Shem Rav Chanino, Hoidu Le'eloiki Ha'eloiki. He brings the Pasuk of Hoidu, which is the Kilo Elom Chazdoi, the 26 times the Kilo Elom Chazdoi, that's called Halel Hagdoilo. If you want to do this, you have to start reading from the previous parak, which is parak Kuf Lamed Hei in Tehillim. There it says, "Shoyin Deveis Hashem Mechatzos Beis Elokein." Says the Gemara, "Lama Beil in Taita." Why specifically these two parshos? So these two prokim of Tehillim. As Hora Avo B'Shoyin Shvo Manachem Nishi Reads Kshom in Klul Ben, because these prokim speak about the rain. Says, "Well, Daita Rabbeinu Nicho Dichtiv Mal Enisi Mikzel Aretz." Understand, because it says in Parak Kuf Lamed Hei, it says Malan Nisim Ktzeh Aretz, he brings the clouds from the edge of the world to have a rain. Okay, Chanino Mo, but according to Chanino that says you read only Parak Kuf Lamed Vov Kilon Chazdoi, where is rain mentioned over there? It says over there, Kishbol gives food for all people, for all creatures, and that comes through the rain. So that's how the rain is mentioned. He says, no. The halal we speak about there, it's not halal gadol. It's not what we call hoidu l'ashem kitoy kilo yom chazdoi. We're referring to the halal that we say on yom toivim. Our halal, the halal that we know. Shub and Levi, Omar hadodidon. Also, Shub and Levi says, talk about the halal that we say by us on yom tiv. And Bakapa, Omar hadodidon. Also, Bakapa says the same thing. Same with Bakapa kedaita. Bakapa goes the shitosoi. And our Mishnah says that they would read which halal, obviously the regular halal, because it says over there that the third group did not reach Ahavti Ki Yishma Hashem, which is written in the regular halal. And Bakalpa said on that halal agdoilo. So you see that halal agdoilo, halal agdoilo, is exactly the same like our halal. So Bakalpa holds, that's what halal agdoilo is, and that's referring to in Maseches Tainis. Sidimur Chad Baravayo, that was his name, over Kamitivu, so he was the Chazan. Omulun Anun Batrai Mandina Omar. So they were returning, it was speaking about a similar case that happened with Sechas Tainis, that they did a Tainis, suddenly came rain, so now they came to Sid Halal. So he said, answer by after me, everything I say, answer after me. Hadomu, Leisa Dodidon. This tells us this Halal they did in Tainis is not the Halal that we have. Because the halal we have, we don't repeat. The chazan, they used to say in those days, the chazan used to say it, and everybody used to listen. So the fact that he said, listen to what I'm saying and repeat after me, that tells me we're not talking about our regular halal. Says the mother from Gilmore Base, Omar Amano Adodi Don. It is our halal. Niso Havurav. There was a very big nace that the rain came that day. Begin Ken Omar Loin Omar Batrai Madan Omar. That's what he told them to repeat after him. Says the mother, Tani, he, in the third group, Hoysu Nikes Kas Atzlon Atzelim. They were the lazy group because they waited to be the third one. In this case, that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to divide into three groups, as we saw earlier. So there must be a third group. Still, the one who ends up to be in the third group is considered to be a lazy one. Someone who's an otzel, who is a lazy in a regular mitzvah, so of course he's considered to be lazy. It's even worse if he's not supposed to be lazy. Here they were supposed to be that group, and still they're called lazy. Kemaaseu b'choil, kach maaseu b'shabes. They did the same thing in the weekday, and on Shabbos did the same thing. Elo, there's one difference. Shakranim medichim es ha'azor shlo b'tzoy chachomim. The Kohanim used to wash up the Azorah, which means they would allow the water to go into the Azorah to clean up the blood, and they would do it on Shabbos shlo b'tzoy chachomim, meaning according to chachomim, on the weekday you can wash the Azorah, on Shabbos you shouldn't. So Rida says, we don't know if the korbanos, if all the blood went in the mizbeach. Maybe one of the korbanos, the blood fell on the floor. So how do you fix it? Take from the blood which is on the floor, take one mazrik from the floor. You have there a mixture of all the blood that's spilled on the floor. Some of them are good korbanos, some of them are not. You throw one zrik on the mizbeach, that fixes, that corrects the ones that were not thrown on the mizbeach at all. Even though there's only one drop in it, that's good enough. The chachamim disagree with the reader. They say that does not work. And we'll see in the Gemara why. Says the Gemara, Rav Yonason, lo yikol shvus hitir b'mikdash. Not every shvus was mutar in the mikdash. The reason why they didn't allow to wash the Hazara, you're not allowed to wash floors in Shabbos. It's a shvus derabanan. And even though in Beis HaMikdash usually shvus allowed, but not every shvus, only things that really need it. For your kohanim mishtakim bedam adar korvisayim. Meaning, if the Kohanim are not doing Avodah and they're walking in the blood, so their feet would be filled with blood. But it cannot be that way because we know that the begadim, the clothing, cannot get dirty. So, Ketzad HaYoisid, how did they do the Avodah? Mastivya Yois, O Yoisim Lehem. Which means they create some platforms to walk on, and they would walk on the platforms to be like a higher area to walk on, which is above the blood. Says the Gemara, Taman Taninon, we learned over there. Which is Beseches Krisus, Rabbi Yudu Michayev Bedam Atamtzis. What is Rabbi Yudu Michayev Bedam Atamtzis? There's two types of blood. When you shecht an animal, the first blood that gushes out of the animal, it's called Dam HaNefesh. Shaneshama Yoytzibor, that's a dice. Then there's Dam Atamtzis, which is the leftover blood, the blood which comes out later, and it goes in smoothly and slowly. It's called Dam Atamtzis. Rabbi Yudu says that someone who eats blood we know is Chayev Koris. Which blood? Says so really, even Dama Tamtis, even not the Dama Nefesh, the first blood, but the secondary blood that comes after, he's also Chayav Koris on that. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Ribo Yisro Rabbi Yudo Likoris. Meaning, Rabbi Yudo came to say that when you treat Dama Tamtis, similar to Dama Nefesh, it's only regarding drinking the blood and to be Chayav Koris on drinking the blood. But you can't use it for Karbonis. For Karbonis, you need to have Dama Nefesh. Also, Rabbi Yitzchak Avob Shabbiyachon Loribo Yisrael Abudu Alei Karis. They also said the same thing. That Abudu is only mired by the blood for Karis. Says the Gemara, Tamo Namishu Rav Chizdo. They send him Rav Chizdo Masnisaken. We see even the Brisa this way. How? Omru Loi Chachomin told Abudu in our Mishnah. I mean, the Brisa referring to our Mishnah. Follow Dama Tamtisu Vedam Tzosis Posol Agabem Mizbeach. The blood on the floor of the Azorah that you're throwing in the Mizbeach is not Dama Nefesh. It's Dama Tamtis. So you're saying take the blood from the floor and throw it on the mizbeach. But the blood, the majority of the blood that we have over here on the floor is dama tamtzis. And mainly any other blood is bottled to it. And it's possible to go on mizbeach. For hoy mirado, another question. For hubo lo niskabel bekli, for dam shu niskabel bekli, possible to go on mizbeach. And even the dama nefesh that you have over here, that's one that was not received in the kli. Because the dama nefesh, the korbanos that are done properly, dama nefesh was received in the kli, and they threw it on the mizbeach. What you have over here on the floor, the majority of it was not received in the Kli at all. If it was not received in the Kli, you can't put it on the Mizbeach. So what you're going to tell me is, Mimon Avshach. First of all, most of the blood is not even Dama Nefesh. It's Dama Tavit, which is possible. And even Dama Nefesh is not the one that was received in the Kli. Now, Rabbi did not answer. So Masha Rabbi agrees with Rabbanon that Dama Tavit is possible on Mizbeach. He should have said, according to me, Dama Tavit is kosher. So you see, right, Dama Tavit doesn't work according to Rabbi to be on the Mizbeach only for Karis. Says the Gemara, That cannot be the case. Because there's another problem with you. They told Rabbi Yudo that the majority of the blood is pasul. Does Rabbi Yudo hold that you have a bitul beroif? Rabbi Yudo holds the dam is dam vatel dam. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yudo in Maseches Vachim. If I mix up two types of blood, one does not cancel each other. So Rabbi Yudo should have said, I don't care that the majority is pasul, but it's still not canceled. Rabbi Yudo did not answer back then. Meaning the fact that Rabbi did not answer him doesn't mean that he agrees with him. You see, there's something clearly he disagrees regarding Bitul Dam, and he did not answer. So it could be also he holds the Dam Atamtzis is kosher like Rabbi Amizbeach, but the fact that he didn't answer is because he's not answering to their taino, even though he disagrees with them. Says the Gemara Daf Mudal Mudalef, Rabbi Yisi Baraboy Mishav Chizdo Masniso Makena. I have a different raya from Rabbi Raiso. What is the raya? said, "Ein li ladam nefesh beugdoshim davar shuroy lekapara." Meaning, when it says not to eat blood, it says ki adamu benefesh yichaper. Don't eat the blood because it does kapar. Mashpa, only blood that does kapar you should not eat, which is dam gdoshim, dam of kochim, that goes to the mizbeach, which is royal kapar. Now, minayin dam nefesh bechulim v'dam atamtis bein mechulim bein mugdoshim. What about the blood of chulim, which does not do kapar? Or dam atamtis, which is not good, not in kochim, not in chulim. How do you know that's also in the Isser? Tomud loima dam v'chol dam. The pasuk says, ha'ish asher yochel kol dam. What's kol dam? To add these bloods. So what do you see in the Braisa? Keshu tzel nefesh u'maske kapara. The Braisa tells you, it says, kedamu nefesh yichaper was referring to dama nefesh, not dama tamtis. Tzel tamtis ain't u'maske kapara. That's what he's saying. The Pasuk says kapara refers to dama nefesh only. How do I know the ones which are not kapara, which is what? Chulin, or dama tamtis of kochim? So you see over here that the way the Braisa learns, that dama tamtis of kochim is dama chaper. But it's still usur to eat, and you have a karis of someone who eats a dama tamtis. So as a korcha Rabbi Yudo, so you see even this brisa that holds like a Yudo, that someone who eats damatamtis against karis, it's still damatamtis is not mechaper. It's not included in the post that refers to kaparo. So that's a raya that Rabbi Yudo holds damatamtis is like damanefesh for karis purposes, but not for kapara purposes. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Mem Gimel.